Okay, and a child born out of wedlock is called a...
What is the right word for that?
Well, there are a lot of terms. I just wondered if you're... Of course, the usual term is bastard, but...
Yeah, wouldn't want to use that.
No.
That'd be a...
But terms such as Woods Colt or Come By Chance or Old Field Colt or Volunteer or Baseborn Child, Bush Child, Sunday Baby, Love Child, those are all some of the different ones. I just wonder if you're familiar with any of those.
They don't ring of those, hardly ring a bell now.
Okay.
Would say you're born out of wedlock.
Okay.
Or,
and if your brother had a son, he would be what to you?
He'd be my nephew.
And if a child's parents were dead, he'd be a...
orphan.
And the court then might have to appoint a...
Administrator, executive, or a...
Guardian. Yeah.
Yeah.
And all of the people related to you, you'd call them your...
relatives.
And you're talking about someone not being related to you, you'd say, he is no to me.
No relation to me.
Did you ever use kin in that sense?
Or no kin folks.
Okay. And someone you've never seen before comes to town, you'd say,
he's a distant relative, but I don't know him.
Well, this is a man you've never seen before, he isn't related to you or anything. You see him, you'd say, I saw what in town today? I saw... It was a stranger. Would you say a stranger?
Yeah, it'd be a stranger. It'd be a stranger, I guess, would be a... If you weren't related to me, just a stranger.
Would you ever use the expression a foreigner for someone who's just from out of town, or would a foreigner definitely...
Yeah, that would be... That would imply that there's somebody out of town from a distant... It wouldn't have to be overseas. It could be just from a distant town, almost. Of course, the other side of the United States, you would say, is almost a foreigner.
Uh-huh. Okay. And the mother of Jesus, her name was?
Was Mary.
And her sister's name was?
Mary, and the seed is Mary and... I started to say Ruth, but that don't sound right.
No, this was George Washington's wife's name, too.
Well,
Martha.
You know, it's funny I had to think so long for Mary and Martha, of course.
Sure. And there was a song, Wait Till the Sun Shines.
Wait Till the Sun Shines, yeah, that's really old. I don't know whether I've heard it too much or not. Wait Till the Sun Shines,
Yeah. Name starts with an N.
Yeah, Wait Till the Sun Shines Never.
Sure. And then a boy named William, his nickname, little boy, might be called?
Bill.
Or just a little boy might call him Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
And the first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
Yeah. And a female school teacher is called a?
A female called a mistress or a...
All right. That'd be okay. And if this ma'am, Mr. Cooper over here, you're introducing someone to his, saying this is his wife, you'd say, this is Mr. Cooper and this is?
This is better half.
Yeah, or would you say Ms. Cooper or Mrs.
Cooper? Mrs. Cooper. Yeah, Ms. Cooper or his, this is Mr. Cooper's better half here. So that,
all right.
That makes her feel good.
Okay. What would you call an untrained or part-time preacher?
Untrained, let's see, part-time, what do you call him? It wouldn't be a parson. That wouldn't sound right.
You call him a jackleg?
He's a jackleg preacher. Yeah, that would get
okay.
About maybe. He don't have the education on training. He's a jackleg. Yeah, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. Do you ever use jackleg for any other occupation other than a preacher?
Yeah, other things that where they didn't wasn't trained for it. Well,
mm-hmm.
Even for a carpenter or a masonry work,
uh-huh.
If you didn't have the training, if you wasn't getting along too good, well, he just didn't even expect too much out of him. He's just a jackleg.
Uh-huh.